Case: educate Sandra about identity theft. The following case study helps financial counselors think about how they would apply the skills discussed in this area. Note the open-ended questions at the end of the case. To be proactive in your education, consider writing responses in your personal study notes before reading the sample responses. Case: Sandra, a 64-year-old retired high school teacher, arrives in the counselor's office carrying a stack of mail, including several credit card statements and collection notices. After welcoming her and establishing rapport, the counselor asks what brings her in. Sandra: I've been trying to get a home equity loan to remodel my bathroom to make it more accessible as I age, but I was denied because of my credit score. I've always been careful with my money and paid my bills on time, so I don't understand what's happening. Counselor: that must be frustrating, especially when you've been responsible with your finances. Sandra: it's been awful. My husband handled most of our finances before he passed away 3 years ago. When I was denied the loan, I requested my credit report and discovered several accounts I don't recognize. There's a credit card with a $12,000 balance that I never opened and two personal loans in my name from lenders I've never heard of. There are also multiple hard inquiries on my report from applications for store cards and auto loans I never made. Counselor: that sounds very concerning. It appears someone might be using your personal information without your authorization. Sandra: that's what I'm afraid of. I've been getting collection calls for debts I know nothing about. Last week, I received a notice about an apartment lease in another state that's supposedly in my name. I'm terrified about what else might be out there that I don't know about yet. My neighbor suggested I might be a victim of identity theft, but I have no idea what to do or where to start. Counselor: this is understandably overwhelming. Identity theft can have far-reaching consequences if not addressed promptly. Sandra: I don't even know how this happened. I'm careful with my information, but I did get an email a few months ago saying there was a problem with my bank account and I needed to verify some information. I clicked the link and entered my details because it looked legitimate. Could that be related? And what about my Social Security benefits? Could someone be stealing those too? I depend on that income. Counselor: let's work through this methodically. First, we need to establish what's happened and then take steps to protect you from further damage. Can you tell me what actions, if any, you've taken so far? Question 1. What immediate action steps should the counselor help Sandra take to address the identity theft? And how should the counselor explain these steps in a way that empowers rather than overwhelms her? Question 1 sample response. The counselor could begin by emphasizing Sandra's ability to resolve the situation, saying something like, "First, I want you to know that identity theft happens to millions of people each year, regardless of how careful they are. What's important is that you've identified it and we'll work through the recovery steps together at a pace that feels manageable for you." Then help Sandra place a fraud alert with the credit bureaus. Let her know that many people find it helpful to file an identity theft report with local police. This creates an official record of the theft that can help with disputing fraudulent accounts. Consider asking Sandra what questions she has about this process. Acknowledge that interacting with law enforcement might feel intimidating and doing so is not mandatory to resolving the situation. Direct Sandra to the Federal Trade Commission, FTC website to report the theft and access a personalized recovery plan. Question 2. How should the counselor help Sandra understand the difference between various types of credit freezes and monitoring services, and what factors should she consider when deciding which protection measures are appropriate for her situation? Question 2 sample response. Educate on the protective measures available. Explain that credit freezes are like putting a lock on her credit file. When it is frozen, creditors cannot access her report to open new accounts, even if someone has her personal information. Ask, how does that sound as a protection measure? This invites Sandra's input rather than assuming a freeze is right for her. Let her know this is free yet requires lifting whenever she wants to apply for credit herself. Describe fraud alerts as access that requires creditors to verify her identity first. Educate her that some clients prefer this less restrictive approach. Ask, what are your thoughts on balancing protection with convenience? Question 3. What strategies should the counselor suggest for Sandra to dispute the fraudulent accounts and charges, and how can the counselor prepare her for potential challenges in the recovery process? Question 3 sample response. Acknowledge the challenges and Sandra's capability. Affirm that identity theft can be managed with the right approach and that many victims successfully restore their credit. Engage Sandra in creating her dispute strategy and explain that the FTC offers templates for creating personalized letters to creditors. Question 4. How can the counselor help Sandra protect herself from future identity theft, particularly addressing the vulnerabilities that may be specific to seniors, and what is one affirmation the counselor can offer to help Sandra recognize her strengths? Question 4 sample response. Help Sandra identify where her personal information might be vulnerable. she shared that she clicked a link about her bank account in an unfamiliar email. Share other examples of common phishing attempts that compromise PII. Review ways to protect PII offline by discussing how Sandra handles her mail and other physical documents with PII.